This is an interview with Calvin Burnett in Medway, Massachusetts, and the date is June 13, 1980. It's Robert Brown, the interviewer. To begin, perhaps you could talk a bit about your childhood. You were born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1921. Do you have any particular early memories, and particularly anything that might have led eventually to your doing what you've done in your adult life?
Offhand, no. I just remember one or two things that might be significant now that I look back on them. My father was interested in art and did a little bit of drawing here and there, and I saw some of his things. And then my mother had painted an apple at some point in her life and had that hanging on the wall, and it seemed to be a very accurate depiction of an apple to me, and I always thought that was kind of miraculous to be able to do that sort of thing. Then I remember a little later, when I got somewhat interested in art, I would sit around on Sunday afternoon just copying the comics, Mickey Mouse and that sort of thing, and since I was the only one of the four children to do that, my parents found a little, maybe about a foot square section on the kitchen sink that was covered over some of those set tubs, and they put that as my spot. And my father went out and bought a little ink holder, Higgins bottle of ink holder, which I still have and cherish for just that reason. And I put that bottle in there, and that was my ink and my spot, and that's where I was able to draw. So I think that kind of feeling, as shown by my parents, that you know what I was doing was not only possible but to be encouraged to some extent, may have been very significant now that I look back on it. Had they discouraged me at that point, perhaps I might have turned to another direction. Now, neither of them really wanted me to be an artist. They were pretty much discouraged by the fact that I went to art school. My father would have liked me to follow his footsteps, you know, and be something significant, something important, you know, rather than an artist. And they did have a tendency to think about art as something bohemians did, you know, rather than, you know, law, medicine, or one of those other things. But
were they more straight-laced?
Yeah.
What did your father do? What was his?
He was a doctor, physician, surgeon, and he had a very difficult time financially. This was, as you could see, you know, early 30s, that's from 1921, 30, 31, very poor time, depression, actually. Sure, the country didn't really begin to prosper again until the war came along. So, 38 Hitler, you know, 40 along there. Well, he was a doctor in a very poor section of a poor city, and his clients, you know, his patients had no money. They would pay him in whatever they could get from the government, you know, in chickens and in beans and in food and that sort of thing. And you know, had he been living today, things would have been fine, but back in those days, we were very poor. And that may have been one of the reasons that none of the boys, or three of us, wanted to follow in his footsteps, because it's hard to convince us that doctors are going to be as affluent as they are nowadays. You know? Not that we had that ability, you know, I don't think so. I think I was just born with the ability to be an artist. You know? But he was sort of disappointed that none of us did anything along those lines.
But from your early childhood, he encouraged your drawing.
And when I talk to other people and when I talk to some of my students, I find that that is unusual. It seemed to be perfectly natural to me at the time, but now I see that it isn't very often that people encourage their children, at least especially when I was going to art school. Nowadays, you know, 20, 30 years later, it is much more usual for parents to encourage their boys, just particularly, to go into art.
Why do you think that change has come about?
Oh, I think the flower children, the war, the whole change in the attitude toward artists goes along with the attitude toward gays, homosexuals, blacks, ethnics, women. It's all part of the same thing, you know, the same feeling that people can be much more individual, that things are by no means to be as separated as they used to, this for men to do, this for women to do. That's all part of what's going on nowadays.
But your parents would they put your